Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, an orgasm gap, Ace's romance novel, and cars. All coming up right after this.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee is, of course, at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Have we missed anything?
A renowned sex therapist says studies show that there is a so-called orgasm gap for women. According to Dr. Laura Berman, research shows men are nearly two times more likely to orgasm during sex than women. A 2010 study showed that while 87% of husbands said they consistently experienced orgasm during sexual activity, only 49% of wives could say the same. So, Dr. Laura has advised, quote, men are like a microwave oven, women are like a slow-burning stove. In order to close this time gap, it's crucial to spend some time on foreplay before engaging in intercourse.
Or it's like a safe cracker trying to open a safe. What about now? No?
Well, when you learn what...
Just give me the combination.
This kind of goes with the next one she offers. When you learn what turns you on and are able to explicitly express your desires to your partner, that's when the orgasmic gap can truly close.
Are you drinking enough water during the day? What the hell's going on down here? You know,
the orgasm gap, it's, not to be confused with...
The gap. The gap. Yeah.
Yeah.
With the what?
Yeah.
If you're at the mall.
I've always thought that.
Oh, that gap.
How about the gap? No, I meant the gap. Christy has a gap, you know.
Oh, yeah, I thought that's kind
a of... A potential weird. Space. Yeah,
interesting. So what is it? The essence of this is you've got to communicate.
Like anything in a relationship, you have to communicate. Sure.
Sure. It might take decades and cost millions of dollars and hundreds of lives. But yes, you have to communicate.
Get one of those books with Fabio on the cover, you know.
Oh, the romance novels?
Yeah. Isn't Fabio on the cover?
I've never personally met anyone who's into those.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah. Although they're very popular, and I know a lot of people like them, but I've never...
The Harlequin Romance.
Yes. Yeah. I have one sitting next to my bed.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Do you read them often?
That's a weird title. I don't know.
It's a conversation starter if I have company.
I see. Have you ever read any of it?
Wait a minute. So what? This...
That's weird.
So this is a ruse you have, a trap, if you will, in your bedroom?
To show a woman, hey, he's got a sensitive side.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, did you buy that book, or did it come with it when you bought the detachable shower head? Was it like a little bonus?
Do you have anything else staged in your bedroom for the ladies?
No.
The artwork?
Just that?
Just show I'm sensitive.
Okay.
A lot of candles, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of candles, right?
I have a technical question.
Why he left me? He's so sensitive. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would be interesting, I think, to ask these women if this woman, rather, that did this study, if gay women have more orgasms.
I believe they do.
Because they know their way around the equipment.
Yeah, they do.
In that same article.
Sure, they do. Yeah.
Oh, they also may be more communicative with a jiller.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Well, because, I would think they know the...
Yeah, because women know what women like.
The terrain, so to speak.
Yeah. But they've got their own terrain to explore.
Right.
So they can...
But I contend, and this could be terribly wrong, and I don't think I'm misspeaking, in any relationship, same sex or what, there's always someone who's more feminine, if you will.
Seems to be.
Yeah, you know.
But I don't know. I bet there's still a fair amount of no, don't do that, do this. Yeah, there has to be with lesbian couples.
Gotta be, yeah.
It's more, it's not one, you know. It's
one
not
size
like a,
fits all.
It's not like a Nintendo controller where everyone works the same.
No, well, sure. This is only 87%, and this says husbands, only 87% of husbands orgasm during sex.
Yeah.
What are the other guys doing?
Oh, I bet I'm 70%.
Oh, that's right, but you're on medication.
You've never faked it just because you want to get some rest, right?
No, I just go, hey, you know what? It's not going to happen. That's just what I say.
Can guys fake it?
Yeah. Oh, well, you have to, you need...
you need some props.
Yeah.
I got to go get some dishwashing liquid. I'll be right back.
And then there are tubing involved. But
that's why underneath Ace's book, he's got warm mayonnaise packets. Some old yogurt. Yeah.
And is the key getting them warm?
Two things.
Warmer than room
warm enough.
Yeah. I can't believe you have a romance novel in your bedroom and you don't have anything else to trap the ladies. There's got to be something else.
Well, there are handcuffs and ropes and pulleys.
You thought that far, that
yeah,
to put a romance novel, you're weird. Do you have any romance novels to so would you like to would you like me to read to you from a Harlequin romance novel tonight, dear?
I do a lot of reading aloud, but it's obviously to kids.
You don't read aloud to your loved one, to Kelly?
Yeah, something from Kitchen.
The Story of O,
Kitchen
perhaps.
Confidential.
No, wait a minute, hang on. Pat, you read aloud to your girlfriend?
No. I was saying you do.
I think it's
your
very
favorite
sexy.
Books, Kitchen Confidential.
I do. I think it's really cool when a guy reads to you. You should try it.
I did it when I was in college.
Did you?
Yeah.
You'd read aloud?
It's a cool mood.
Were they your textbooks?
Move. Please tell me you use that
move.
Voice. You use that enthusiasm and that voice.
Beowulf.
Oh, here's another sentence.
It was not far from Beowulf. I had this book. I was taking a romantic verse course.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
And,
you're my hero.
Because, you know, that's where the jobs are.
Yeah.
So, what's your major? Romantic verse?
Read to me from that.
Yeah. Oh, I bet the lady loved it.
She did love it, yeah.
See?
It was like homework for me.
But you have a very nice
birds.
Voice.
Okay. All right. Well,
what's the most... Oh, he won't tell
you. He
us.
Won't tell you.
The most romantic... Anything romantic you've ever done.
I've done lots of romantic things. I just don't read aloud.
Name one.
I mean,
But you consider paying the mortgage and here, drive this around for a while as romance.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I should hold
it. Certainly should be part of it.
should certainly be part of it. Oh, yeah, you're not. You don't feel like you're in the mood? Check out my balance, okay?
Hey, baby, you don't want to eat sushi for the next 9 months, do you?
Oh,
was that too smart a joke?
I think so.
No, I don't know. I don't think so. Keep trying. Well, let's see now.
Everyone's fascinated by Mr. Ace Cosby and keeping a romance novel on his nightstand in his bedroom to fool the women into thinking he's sensitive.
But you don't even remember the title of this thing?
I've had that for years.
Well, that's why we would think you would remember the title.
I've never cracked it open.
Well, it's right in the cuff.
And you contend you don't have anything else in there that to fool the ladies?
No.
Okay.
Like, give me an example.
Well, like...
chloroform.
Now,
restraints.
Stop. He's being serious.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe a stuffed animal collection or...
There's a stuffed animal in the hallway.
What is it?
It's a little bear.
There's a stuffed animal hallway.
What's it doing in the hallway? Just on the floor?
I want the cat to look at it.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know
you
what you
need to go over there.
I don't know what you guys got going on, but this is much better than Joke of the Day. Okay.
This is
the comedy.
Very good.
Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tomorrow for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action. So don't miss the final final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas. Starting with the semifinals doubleheader tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup tomorrow, only on Prime.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
So I open the door, I walk into Shea, Ace.
Yes.
What do I see when I walk in?
In the foyer, there's a Raider welcome mat.
A Raider welcome mat. Mm-hmm. All right, that's nice.
Now, do you want to go upstairs or do you want to go to the living room?
It's the living room, I think.
Take me to the living room.
Big sectional?
No.
That couch? You don't sit in the sectional, you stand behind it, right?
You have a couch,
I do both,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Walk down the hallway, there's a Raider logo thing on the garage door.
Now this gets the chicks. They watched it.
There's a John Mellencamp platinum album on the wall right before you go into the living room.
Wow.
Do you do this? You see that? I produced him. You do that?
Yeah, that would work.
Hell, I would.
So the bedroom, do you have a king-size bed?
California King, yes.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the California King? Is that even bigger? Than a king?
I think it's a little longer, I think.
Yeah, a little less. It's a little narrower and a little longer.
Mine's pretty wide.
I know, but they're not as wide as a California.
Now, maybe Ace is confused
or as a king, rather.
Because we keep saying bed, and he calls it the workbench.
Not the killing block.
I've tried to get that out of my brain.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Well, nice. What color sheets do you have?
Right now, there's blue cotton.
Got a sky blue?
Nice.
Or dark blue.
Good blue. Good thread count.
Always 1,000.
Always 1,000.
How many pillows on your bed?
4.
Okay, just traditional size pillows, or do we have anything?
Traditional, yes.
Okay, all right. Mm. Do you have any? Do you make your bed in the morning?
No.
You make your bed when you get home?
No.
I'm with him. I don't make my bed until the lady comes in and makes it. That's the only time my bed gets made.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Or unless I have company.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Really?
What about you, Josh? You make your bed every day?
Not every day, but close. Yeah.
Yeah, I
get up and make your beds.
No, because you're not supposed to make it until like at least half an hour after.
Yeah, you need to air out. He's what? Right. He's right.
Well, then Ace and I have our beds gloriously open all day long.
That's right.
Yeah. Probably not.
I do make it when I change sheets, so.
And how often is that?
Once a week.
Okay. Oh,
that's good. That's average.
Yeah. That's where I'm at.
All right.
I usually make it when I get home. Is that what you do too?
Yeah. I just like going to bed in a made bed.
Give you something to look forward to. Yeah, I got to get home and make my bed.
No, but I think Josh makes a good
sometimes
point.
Sometimes I don't. I know.
When it's time to go to bed, it's like you're sort of like cracking the fabric hymen, if you will.
That's right.
Hold on to yourself, bed. Here we go.
Here we go. I'm not sure how big this thing gets. Sheets open up.
What's the shower situation? How many shampoos and conditioners? And
I've got 4 body washes.
All right.
Why 4?
I like to rotate.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, how about that?
Skin gets used to it, you know.
The smell and everything stops working, and you're going to need to rotate. I have like 8 body washes.
I have Ivory soap. Works great. You'd be surprised.
Well,
that's why you stink.
So you have 4.
Tell me your bar or body wash?
Bar. Okay. Bar soap. Then I do have, the squirter baby shampoo.
What? Okay. Why do you have shampoo?
No more tears.
You use baby shampoo?
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said, Josh? Why do you have
a physician friend of mine recommended putting baby shampoo in a washcloth in the morning, washing your face every morning. I'm serious. I don't
baby know. Shampoo. I bet it feels good.
You act like this is some sort of a regiment from the Marine Corps.
It's just a secret to a long life.
Is that right?
Yeah, baby shampoo. Really? Really? Smell, it smells good.
You're using your deodorant soap, poisoning your skin, I'm sure. Now, speaking of poison, we have some poison in the news coming up. But right now, the big news this week on this show, Christy Lee has announced that she is engaged.
Yay!
And Christy has been a single gal for...
Sorry.
I'm trying to take all the dignity out of this. I apologize, Christy. That was not me. Christy is, in fact, getting married. This will be husband number 4. And
do you not remember promising us T-shirts with IV on the front?
I don't remember that, but Christy's already said she doesn't really want a Christy Lee husband number 4 T-shirt.
No.
I can understand why.
Jess was telling me she did not. She hasn't been listening to the show driving in. And maybe you could ask Ace what special arrangements he's made in his bedroom in his house.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure why this came up, but Ace mentioned that if you were to go into his bedroom, he has a so-called California King bed, whatever that is.
Right.
And there is a bedstand.
A nightstand.
Night table. And on that night table, he keeps a book.
Okay.
What book is it, Ace?
It's one of those, romance novels.
Yeah.
Fabio on the cover.
Because that's the genre you enjoy, or?
No, it's there for a conversation starter to impress the ladies.
And then
foreplay?
Fire starter.
He followed it up with, it's my sensitive side.
Oh, okay.
If you were hanging out afterwards, you'd say,
No, I would laugh. I would laugh very hard.
Hanging out afterwards.
After we're done.
So there's no talking, no conversation starter.
Before.
You do it, and then you go, hey, by the way, if you want to talk.
Hey, look at this.
I got this romance novel.
This might get us talking.
I might go to the restroom, and while she's looking around.
Oh, okay. Restroom. So you have props in your bedroom.
Just that book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And I don't believe that part. There's something. There's a bunch of other things going on in there that makes him appear.
He's sensitive. Never read the book. Can't remember the title. He's never cracked it open.
Oh,
so hey, she's going to pick it up, and you can tell a book's never been opened.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's probably going to be dusty.
Yeah.
No, I dust a lot.
Oh, you dust it all.
There you go. He dusts a lot.
However, he shares, I don't make my bed either, and neither does Ace.
So obviously it's worked, or you wouldn't have kept it on your nightstand.
It's not my way, so I just...
Pat had a question, and I would like the answer as well. Do you have any taxidermy around your house?
No.
Well, a lot of Raiders logoed stuff.
There really is something to be said for people who have a lot of taxidermy.
Yeah, it's creepy and scary and weird. My sister collects it. She goes to different auctions. Yeah, she goes to different auctions all over the country and collects things that... I thought it was things that people hunt themselves. Like, that's what you want on your wall. No, she has them. Like, she has these two, like a buck and a deer, like kissing on her wall.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. But yes. If you've hunted and I get it.
Yeah.
That I don't get.
That's when my first cat passed. I was thinking about getting her stuff.
Oh.
What was your cat's name?
Lord.
Really? Aww.
We were together like 22 years.
Oh my God,
Ace. That had to have been a record break.
What would you do with a stuffed cat?
Just sit her in the corner.
What was her name?
Sin.
Sin.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear the butt sin's passing. Let's move forward here. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Do we have anything interesting over there?
Yeah, we do. The last gas-powered muscle car from Dodge, the Dodge Challenger SRT Demon 170, will deliver 1,025 horsepower. The 2023 version has a 6.2-liter supercharged V8.
And 3.5 miles to the gallon.
It'll be the last one made by Dodge. And General Motors says the Chevrolet Camaro is going out of production. It will stop making the current generation of the muscle car early next year, though another generation might be in the works. Scott Bell, vice president of Chevrolet, said, quote, "While we are not announcing an immediate successor today, rest assured, this is not the end of Camaro's story." GM said it will offer a collector's edition package of the 2024 Camaro RS and SS in North America and a limited number of high-performance ZL1 Camaros. Stephanie Brindley, an associate director with S&P Global Mobility, said if GM revives the Camaro, it almost certainly will be what, everyone?
Electric.
That's right. GM said it plans to sell only electric passenger vehicles worldwide by 2035.
That'll be cool. I'm kind of surprised you're getting rid of it with the mullet making a comeback.
They do go hand in hand.
Did you get a discount? Man. Did you hear that? This is kind of a weird thing. In Cambodia,
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Cambodia.
GM is going to make the Camaro Rouge.
That is a weird thing.
In honor of evil dictator Pol Pot. Oh yeah, it's a small market.
Don't you remember when, much like a new TV season, the automakers would trot out the new cars and everybody lost their minds? Oh, did you see the new fill in the blank? Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, I love that.
And can you imagine the commercial you're talking for the car you're talking about?
The Camaro Rouge, yeah.
And the small print. This commercial was filmed in a closed killing field.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, it's awful. I understand. Oh. Chick was trying to change the subject.
Yeah, I was. I never worked so hard.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in Royal Rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.